Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The virus, the workplace, the new normal. Are we going back to work sooner rather than later? There are headlines from London, which seems weeks ahead of the east coast of the United States in dealing with the virus's iterations, most recently Omicron. The headlines are highly suggestive. The Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, promises quick decision on cutting COVID isolation to 5 days. Subhead modeling by the UK Health Security Agency suggests reduction would bring low increase in risk. Also headline, Telegraph, COVID loses 90% of its infectiousness within 5 minutes of being airborne. New study reveals that in real world situations, the conditions of air dry out the viral particles. Headline from France, ski holidays in France back on with COVID travel rules for Britons due to be relaxed this week. Decision, as French see no reason to keep draconian restrictions given similar Omicron levels in both countries. Also, from the National Health Service, this is the national health care of Great Britain since 1947. We've reached the peak of coronavirus, says NHS boss. Hospitals are reaching their peak, a senior NHS leader said on another day of encouraging data. I'll stop there and turn to Chris Regal, the CEO of Scala.com, and this is the Scala Report, asking the question, when and how? Also introducing the possibility that in a review of these last 3 years, it might be that leaders in all parts of the world have overdone their caution about virus. Chris, a very good evening to you. Let's speak right now to the Omicron. The Omicron is everywhere, and at the same time, these headlines suggest the leadership that once upon a time vouchsafed quarantines of 14 days or more and people staying indoors and no restaurants and then three vaccines are stepping back. Do you see the same thing in your travels, that people are approaching the virus with a new air of confidence and not the same concern that what you'd have to say, the shadows of the virus of 2020 and 2021. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I think you're seeing kind of across the nation a coming to the realization, at least with the Omicron wave, that if vaccinated, probably everybody's going to get it anyway. You'll be sick for a day or two for the vast majority of folks, be back up online working remote, and then back in the office in 5 days. I think this is an issue of numbers. And when I say numbers, I look at it from two different angles. You see now, if we use New York City as the straw man, in the last 4 days, the numbers of new cases in New York starting to both plateau and now headed back down. Secondarily, that heading back down is also dramatically impacting Mr. Biden's poll numbers. The heading up is inflation. The heading up are the numbers of restaurants closing and people being dislocated from jobs. So I think that the virus story continues to move from being one of a public health story to a political and economic story, that now leaders are making decisions to say, what is it that we need to do to get inflation under control, get the economy back on track, and ultimately get reelected?
Yes, from Dan Henniger's column in the Wall Street Journal, this statistic, some 68% of respondents to a recent poll from the Associated Press said the economy needed attention. But of the same group, only 33% said the COVID-19 needed government attention. I go back to Parliament in these last hours. A speaker from the Tories, Jacob Rees-Mogg, who is seen as a strong supporter of the Prime Minister. Speaking in the House of Commons, Jacob Rees-Mogg said pandemic curbs in 2020, including strict limits on attendance at funerals, may have been, quote, too hard on people. He went on to say, we must consider, as this goes to an inquiry and we look into what happened with COVID, whether all those regulations were proportionate. Now, in Britain, all of the regulations came from the center, from London. They do not have the federal system that we have. Here in America, governors led the way. The Governor Wolf of Pennsylvania was very strict. Governor Newsom of California was very strict. I remember vividly the covering with sand of places at the beach where people, where young people were going with their skateboards to entertain themselves during the lockdown. Certainly in New York, we were locked up for weeks. But what is suggested here is that it's not just Omicron that needs a reassessment of the government mandates, but all the way back to the Alpha and Delta period. Chris, we were very, very badly damaged by the shutdowns. You mentioned inflation. That has to be one of the consequences of the shutdowns. Is it your measure that people have learned that we went too far, that the fear was exaggerated by the national leadership? And I include the Trump administration as well as the Biden administration.
I think you're seeing that as Americans, there are certainly more and more and more pushback. You know, the story changed over the last 2 years. First, it was flatten the curve for 2 weeks. Well, we're 2 years into that 2 week flattening. And now those double, triple vaccines that we've all gotten, which probably makes sense and are rational play, we're now being told, well, you're going to get Omicron anyway, so just live through it. That being said, I believe people are starting to realize that government cannot protect you from all risk and all evil. And at the economics point, it's great to not be sick, but it's also great to have a job. So within that greater population, I believe you're starting to see more and more significant pushback against the draconian measures, against the tracing of this, mother may I of that, passport of this and vaccine of that. I think the population's kind of had enough and is saying, look, we need to return to a normal life, or we're not going to have a life to return to.
Yes, the travel bans, the restrictions of who can go to a restaurant and who cannot, the how many times you've had a vaccine, what vaccine, all of that is under review, as I understand it, in Parliament. I don't know that we have a mechanism to review it here other than the election. So we come to that word again, inflation. The inflation is on everyone's mind right now, and the expectation is that it will not be solved quickly. In other words, the Federal Reserve will move, but it has to catch up. The question is, if we do return to the office, if we do have a new normal that resembles in some fashion the old normal, will that help the economy, Chris, or is it too late? Are people too far behind in maintaining their business relationships, the number of restaurants and small businesses that have been closed? Can they be revived or reinvent themselves in time?
It's very much a bifurcated economy where the large companies, if I'm an Amazon, if I'm a Microsoft, are doing phenomenally well through the pandemic. It's the small businesses that are getting crushed, the number of restaurants that are failing, the number of hotels or events, spaces or others. So there's sections of the economy that are just being wiped out, and new lockdowns, new restrictions are not helping with that. That small to medium business is taking a lot of grief while big business is doing very, very well. The other challenge, though, to watch is that the supply chain disruptions are getting worse, not better. The number of container ships parked off the West Coast and now also in the Gulf of Mexico off the East Coast. The delays that we were experiencing on the West Coast are now on the Southern Coast, on the Eastern Coasts. Shipping continues to be very, very disrupted. That's adding to shortages in the grocery stores on the shelves. That's adding to cost inflation. So we're by no means out of this problem yet.
You mentioned the shipping backup. You have acquainted me with what you know from China and the heat map of ships off of the port of Ningbo show an enormous backup of container ships looking to get in to load and unload. This points to the zero COVID policy of the People's Republic of China, which is more extreme, I think, than anything we experienced here in the United States in the last 2 years. Chris, they're going in the wrong direction. And we're part of that wrong direction because we're depending upon that supply chain to work. And from that heat map, it's not working.
Certainly not working. And in the disruptions that you're seeing throughout the U.S. supply chain and U.S. supply chain infrastructure. We were told it's getting better. But if you look at while the number of ships off the West Coast has gone down, they've been pushed to East Coast and Southern ports. Now those ports are jammed up and backing up. In everyday consumer lives, I think you're going to be seeing more and more shortages, more and more problems, and that will translate very likely in the ballot box in 2022.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scholar Report. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.